Hello?
Micheline?
Shelling.
Shelline, it's Jasmine.
Okay.
Okay, as promised, I'm calling you back. All right. Now, let's get your dad the help he needs. You said his name is Louis Holmes?
L-O-U-I-S, Holmes, right. H-O-L-M-E-S.
And Louis is L-U-I-S or L-O-U-I-S?
It's L-O-U-I-S.
Got it. Date of birth?
6/30/1932.
Home address?
8000 High School Road.
High School Road.
Elkins Park, PA.
Elkins Park, PA.
19027.
19027.
Apartment 11A.
Apartment 11A.
And what county is this in?
Montgomery.
Okay. One second while I look him up and see what kind of eligibility codes he has. Okay, give me one second. Is he on Medicaid?
No. 165.
So Medicaid is a state-funded program. It's a program that he would apply for. It's an income-based program that covers home care services. This has nothing to do with Medicare. It's an addition. But I'm going to check right now to see what he currently has. So it's 6/30/1932 is his birthday. Lois, yes. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Nothing's populating for him. Does he have a middle initial?
No, he doesn't. I don't know if he still used Junior, but my grandfather's been dead for several years.
Nothing. All right. So Medicare does not cover
Medicare.
Home care. Medicare, does not cover the service that he needs. So we have to try to apply for Medicaid for him. So I'm going to give you all the information that you need. Are you his daughter?
I'm one of them, yes.
Okay. Are you going to be the main point of contact?
Yes.
Okay. A number to reach him.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you want to reach him because he's really not doing too well.
Well, I'm not gonna be reaching him. We just need a number where he can be located.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. I just want to know that his number is
267-625-4075.
Okay.
That's his
now. Now, this is what I'm going to give you some information. Please write it down in a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to it because you're going to need this information later on. Okay, Shalene?
All right.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay?
I'm ready.
So basically what we want to do is that we want to get your dad onto the right insurance that covers the home care part of it. Okay? The program is called CDS. It's short for Consumer Direct Support. The program that allows him to hire any of his family members except his spouse. Spouses legally cannot get paid to take care of each other, okay? But he can assign a nephew, granddaughter, sibling, child, anyone, any trusted neighbor, friend, family, okay? They oversee his care, and that prolongs his longevity. It keeps him out of the nursing home, and it keeps him more active being at home, right? So we want to assist him through applying for Medicaid, which is the program and the insurance that covers the program, all right? So I want you to write down Medicaid broker number. I want you to call this number and let them know that your father's in Medicaid. The number is 877-550-4227. It's an income-based program through the Department of Family Services. Okay?
Okay.
So the number is 877-550-4227. All right?
I got it.
Now I want you to write down the agency's information. Who's going to be the person overseeing his care?
Well, you see, he's got three daughters, so we're going to do that.
So just give me one. Just give me one for now, and then you could assign it, okay?
Okay.
So S-H-E-L-L-I-N-E, correct?
Correct.
And your name is Holmes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put you down as the main point of contact, okay? All right, now I want you to write down agency's information. The agency that's going to hire you and assist Mr. Lewis into services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care. The agency's phone number is 267-551-7410. And my name is Jasmine.
Okay, so I have to contact the Medicare broker.
First, you have
broker.
To make it Medicaid. Medicaid.
Medicaid
and Medicare are two separate programs, so write it down,
right.
Medicaid. That is the program that you have to get him onto first to then get him to the services he needs. So first we got to get the insurance that covers home care, which is Medicaid. You're going to call them, let them know that your dad is in need of home care services and you want to apply for Medicaid.
Okay. And then after we get all that, then we call the agency number.
No. I'm going to put in the referral today. I'm going to submit it right now. I'm going to handhold you until your father's on the services with us. You're going to hear from the agency. The coordinators are going to call you to send you your hiring application and to further Lewis along in the process. Call me back at the number that I gave you and let me know what the Medicaid broker told you. They're going to give you what's called the telehealth appointment date where they come into the home. And they physically do a care plan for your dad, and they let you know how many hours and days he's been approved for.
Okay. This is very interesting that when I spoke to the case manager here, she said that through the social worker, we would be able to get a Beata nurse to come in 3 times a week, and then she was going to have some physical therapy and an occupational therapist. This is something I didn't expect.
All those services are great because he's going to need a nurse to come and check his vitals, any wounds that need healing. He's going to need that. He's going to need a PT, OT as well. But home care services is a completely different. Okay. Because the nurse comes in, she checks his vital. She leaves. Okay. The occupational and physical therapists come in. They do his rotations, his transferring from one place to another, like exercises, they leave. Home care services provides him day-to-day living care in his home, making sure he's eating, his medications are being prepped, his food is being given to him, he's eating, he's being taken to doctor's appointments, he's bathing, he's getting in and out.
So what you're saying is that would be my responsibility and I'll be paid for it.
Yes, whoever you assign to his care. If you guys cannot come up with
someone
to do it, then the agency will send somebody out to him.
So every day there's somebody there, like for 7 days or just for a limited
time? I don't know. We have to get him through the assessment. The assessment is going to determine his eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets. We don't know that until we cross that bridge.
Okay, so then I just have to, as you said before, call the
Medicaid broker and schedule. Mm-hmm. Tell them that your father needs home care. He needs Medicaid and he needs home care services.
So then she'll take my information, and then when she does that,
she's gonna take your father's information.
Okay.
Yep. And then you're gonna call me back. Let me know if they scheduled you a telehealth appointment.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Right.
So this is your number, 267.
This is my direct number. I'm going to be submitting the referral. You're going to hear from our agency as well because they're going to follow up to you and they're going to say, hey, did you call the broker? Hey, what did they tell you? Hey, we're going to send you your hiring application. Hey, when is the appointment?
Not to cut you off, but the thing is right now I'm at the hospital and so I'm here now. So I'm going to try to do that today.
Do that now and then call me back.
I'll call you back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.